Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Oregon Ducks head to Ann Arbor, and they return with a 38-17 victory over the Michigan Wolverines. 9-0 on the year, and controlling their own destiny now for the Big Ten title game, because we'll dive into it a little bit later. Ohio State knocking off Penn State. It means if Oregon wins out, the computers will not determine who goes to the Big Ten championship game. All you got to do is win out, and you're in, because there's two unbeatens remaining in conference play. They are Oregon and, as we all thought at the beginning of the year, Indiana.
As everybody thought.
Yeah. They are Oregon and Indiana. But the Ducks' 38-17 win over the Wolverines, an impressive one for Oregon because of, I think that we always talk about this with football being the war of attrition. Oregon ran into that in that game in Michigan, and it hit really early with the injury to Tez Johnson. Tez Johnson goes down after his one and only catch on the opening drive with what appears to be a shoulder injury. You know, I wish I did have some more insight or more details. I don't.
You don't speak cryptic IG post?
I don't speak cryptic IG post, and like
How's your Dragon Ball Z knowledge?
I don't know the Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, because Tez has updated his IG from. He had a Dragon Ball Z picture. I think it was just Goku, and now it's Goku in the rehabilitation chamber.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, there you go. Some anime for you.
I have no idea what you just said.
There you go.
What does that mean? Can you translate that for me?
I think it means he's recovering.
Okay. That injury looms large, though.
Clark?
He is a valuable wide receiver in everything that Oregon does. I mean, you look at the way, not just his production with how many catches that he has, but the way he moves defenses in when they use him in motion, and the gravity that he pulls with him from a defense. It's invaluable at times with Oregon and making life easier for Dylan Gabriel. It simplifies reads when you put him in motion, how linebackers and safeties move. It gives you the tells and coverage because you have got to account for 15 at any given time. You can't just play Oregon straight up when he's on the field because his speed and his football savviness to get open, find soft spots, it's something that defenses have to respect, and they have to move when he moves. And so when that injury happened and he comes off the field,
goes like saying, when I dip, you dip, we dip.
Yeah. Goes up the tunnel. And I know that CBS caught him on the sidelines in street clothes and with the sling on. You know, you go, all right, that's not good. And the way that he came off the field, just with my knowing of having a shoulder that dislocates all the time. When you dislocate your shoulder, your arm's just hanging, right? When you grab up on the jersey and you kind of hold it up tight to you like that, that screams to me either AC joint or collarbone, you know, your clavicle.
Yeah. All things you don't want to damage.
Yeah. You're trying to alleviate that pressure, and he landed straight on it. And when your arm is hanging, your clavicle is bearing a lot of that load. So you grab the jersey, been there, and you just try to hold on to it. That's not good.
No.
AC joint would be better, but still not good.
If you're looking glass half full, that Trayshon Holden guy was pretty good.
Trayshon Holden was very good. And I thought that this is why I think that it was an impressive win, and the way that Oregon did it is you score more points than anybody scored on Michigan all season long, including Texas. That was humming at the beginning of the
year.
And
you didn't hear Mason Graham's name almost at all.
Yeah, other than when the other injury happened, when Marcus Harper comes off and his knee, and you know, thankfully, he was walking around on the sideline with like an ice pack on, and you know, I know they showed him get up, walk off the field, and all that stuff. And you know, Dan Lanning said, you know, after the game, he said he was good. He was going to try. I didn't hear Lanning's post game presser, but apparently he said, something along the lines of he's good to go. I read that on Twitter. He's told Lanning he's going to be good to go or whatever. That's good, right? And when you have a guy who is walking up and down the sidelines after the injury with ice on his knee, that was gnarly, though. You get rolled up on, that's every offensive lineman's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, that is bad. But the only time we heard Mason Graham really was they brought in Kawiko Rogers mm-hmm. off the bench cold, and Mason Graham lines right up over him. It's
thank
like,
you very much.
I mean, that is that's an enviable task. It doesn't matter who you are. If you've got that man lined up over you and you come right off the bench and you're like, all right, first snap of the game, hoo boy. And he just bull rushed
it. Here's a top five draft pick. Yeah. Enjoy. Yeah. It was Chris Jones when, God, what was that? Was that in the playoffs last year? Where they were going against somebody and their offensive line was beat up and he was just playing find me a rookie? Or was that this season?
I can't remember.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Chris Jones does that.
It was the same thing of like, yeah. Oh, no, you're going to be food for me now.
Yeah. But the way that Oregon overcame, you know, that injury. And then, look, Rogers did settle in after that play against Graham because he was on the field when they went 90 yards down the field and ended up getting that final touchdown, which we do need to discuss. But Trayshawn Holden, Evan Stewart, and then Justice Lowe and the emergence of Justice Lowe, that when you have a game plan that is obviously any time that you have Tez Johnson, you're going to build a lot of your game plan around it. They were able to continue to move the ball, continue to play efficiently, and continue to put up points. And Trayshawn Holden with 149 yards in that game. This is a guy that it wasn't just the spitting incident against Ohio State, right, where he did not play against Purdue the next week. But he has seen his snap count go down because Justice Lowe went out and he grabbed that job. And he has been playing really well. And the emergence of Justice Lowe, along with Trayshawn Holden being explosive still, Evan Stewart still being explosive, that was a bright spot because it wasn't like Tez Johnson got injured late in the game. He got injured early in that thing, and they weathered that storm and still played really well. They played really well offensively.
I looked at that game, and Will Johnson not playing sucked because I really wanted to see what that could do to Oregon and how they would deal with that. But the biggest takeaway for me is that you didn't hear Kenneth Grant or Mason Graham.
Yep.
You didn't hear their names all game. That to me is the biggest signifier of where Oregon is at right now, because those two guys are day one top 10 NFL draft picks.
They did the same thing against Ohio State too. Yep.
And you didn't. And that's the thing. It's like, not to say, is it a fluke? It's more of, okay, is this a thing that's absolutely no doubt?
Yeah.
They are there with them in the trenches. And the answer is yes. And I think that's the thing more than anything, because Oregon has always been able to get skill position guys, whether they're the number one top tier guys in every class or finding the diamonds in the rough and exploiting what they can do from the Chip Kelly era on. From Mario Cristobal on, the work in the trenches has been exponential year after year after year. And they are at the point now where they can hang with anybody there. Not just hang with anybody. They can dictate terms. And that's when you finally know this is a no doubt, absolutely dyed-in-the-wool contender for a national title.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And no sacks for Michigan in the game. Dylan Gabriel clean in the pocket, but Dylan Gabriel also, when he did feel the pressure, was elusive. And again, Gabriel put together a clean game when they need it. 22 of 34, 294, a touchdown, three runs, touchdown run again for Dylan Gabriel, taking kind of what the defense is dictating he takes from them, but always keeping his eyes downfield. You know, Evan Stewart had a touchdown that was on TV apparently looked like it was not a touchdown. That was really hard to see because I was in the back corner of the end zone right next to the back judge. And Evan Stewart's back, it blocked it. It looked like he just got underneath it. And by the way, the placement on that ball.
Well, I mean, it literally went under his arm.
Under the defender's arm.
Yeah, it was insane.
Everybody's four straight weeks we've seen those throws from him.
Everybody said, like, what a catch from Evan Stewart. I'm going, what a catch? What do you mean, what a catch? What a throw?
Dude.
Good Lord. He literally put it in a window underneath his arm.
You see the numbers of a defender on his back. You throw that ball where only your guy can get it because he's not looking. He's not. You can make that throw. Gabriel has done that. The Noah Whittington, the Evan Stewart against Ohio State, had another one against Illinois, then this one against Michigan. He has made four of those throws.
He's got an insane ability to be precise on those short throws to the outside. But I'm stunned that they didn't go to the booth for that because it wasn't close. It wasn't like a, well, man, like, no, that thing, the whole ball hit the ground.
Yeah.
It's like all the scoring players are supposed to get a quick little, hey, we good here? Yeah, keep it moving.
And it took them a while because they went swinging gate after that on the extra point.
And you would think that.
No review. But
does it change the entirety of the game? Probably not.
No,
but,
it doesn't.
You know, it's one of those things where you go, huh.
You can take that one off, but how about we give him the one-hander in the back of the end zone when Gabriel was scrambling around?
Yeah.
That was insane. And there's linemen downfield, I get it. But that catch was... You talk about difficulty level, infinity on that. That was ridiculous what Evan Stewart did, and they weathered that storm. And Gabriel also continued to take care of the ball in games of consequence and times of consequence, right? We talked about this last week. When has he been clean in his games? When games are tight, when the opposition is good, when he knows you can't get away with testing.
He
your
didn't
arm.
Even have the uh-oh throw.
No.
He didn't have the, what do you, like, you know, the one that Michigan bobbles or, you know, the one that gets batted up in the air because you didn't see something. It was, again, he bleeps around in some of the lesser games.
Yep.
But in the games of consequence where it matters, he takes care of the ball. He takes care of the ball, and it's not like he's not pushing the ball down the field.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.